It's called the Daytona of Ice Racing, racing cars on sheer ice. For the last 25 years in New Hampshire, the Lakes Region Ice Racing Club hosts what's called the Latchkey Cup. It's a charity event for cancer research. For a track, they use the frozen surface of Berry Pond in Moultonboro, New Hampshire. So what kind of maniac would enter a sport like this? Correspondent Sean Hurley went to the Latchkey to find out.
It's 10 degrees out on Berry Pond, and three plows clear the track for the next race. I kneel down in the snow alongside Chris Taylor. He's 11 years old. He wears an oversized red hoodie, and his hands are tucked inside his sleeves for warmth.
You have any advice for your sister this time?
Stay more on the inside instead of out.
In her first heat this morning, Chris Taylor's sister Alicia has bad luck driving on the outside. As the plows exit, a half dozen small Hondas, Fords, and VWs file onto the freshly cleared ice for the second heat of this junior class race. Dressed out like stock cars, these rabbits and escorts have special driver's seats and red and yellow numbers taped or spray-painted on their battered doors. Alicia's grandfather, Jack Cook, makes last-minute adjustments to the car.
I just built this car for my granddaughter. This is her first race today. I mean, and she never drove a standard before, too, so I'm a little nervous.
Alicia's father, Matt Taylor, tops off the tank and steps back.
I get the adrenaline rush watching her, and it's more nerve-wracking than if I'm racing.
In her first heat, Alicia got into some trouble.
I spun out once and got in the snowbank twice, so I came in fifth out of six cars, but...
And how fast are you going?
I don't know, I don't look.
Do you have a speedometer even?
Yeah, she does. She does.
And how old are you, Ed?
13.
13 years old. She can't drive on the street, but she can race on the ice. The day before her first race, Alicia practiced in her grandparents' driveway, 5 or 10 minutes in the driver's seat. And then this, trial by ice. I asked Marcia Chase, one of the event organizers, how fast these kids go.
They can go anywhere, 50, 60, 70.
But would she put her own kid out there?
Actually, that 40 car right there, that's my daughter.
Wow.
She's been doing it since she turned 13.
Alicia's parents and grandfather watch from the pits. And then the whole family leans toward the action as the cars rumble at the starting line. There's a kind of inhaling emptiness, and then the flag falls. The cars slide across the ice table like a spread deck of cards, spiked tires throwing a haze of snow and frost into the air. The entire race takes place under a cloud of snow. Alicia's not following her brother's advice. She rides the outside rail until the snowbank takes her and spins the car in a full circle. She guns it, catches the pack, and manages a fifth-place finish. Third-place finisher Allison Ripley and today's winner, Justin Eldridge, are both 14 years old. As Allison explains, this is their driving school, out here, on the ice, on the pond.
Well, I don't really drive down the road because I'm not old enough, but I've had a little bit of practice, and it's quite a bit different because you're sliding a lot more.
Yeah, really weird. Like, you talk to people about racing, they're like, how can you race? You're not old enough. And you do.
After posing for photos, Alicia Taylor joins her brother on the snowy crest to watch their grandfather and father settle together on the starting line. Once again, stillness gathers in the air, and then the flag falls. Like father, like son. Like father, like daughter. For NPR News, I'm Sean Hurley.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.